Hello, and welcome to episode 286, Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or you're just tuning in, we're happy that you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We'd love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Lindsay, George, Sandy, and Elizabeth. While we may not be able to travel right now, modern technology has made it possible for us to explore the world from the comfort of our own living room. From virtual tours of historic locations, landmarks, and museums, to live impromptu music performances and special releases of pre-recorded theater performances, there are so many ways for you to experience the world in a unique way. We thought we would share a few of our virtual experiences with you. So, there's lots of places that we can go. Who wants to get started?
I will. her notes reminded me when she said the performance just this past, I don't know if it was Saturday night, maybe it was last night. One of the couples resorts. I remember we had Garfield on a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He had posted that they were going to have a live stream of the steel drum band, the Silverbirds, that performs at a lot of the resorts down there in Jamaica. And so we got like a 15-minute performance of the Silverbirds right at sunset in the grill. And it was awesome. Really cool.
Really, yeah, and it's, to tag on to that, there is, like, honestly, if we learn nothing else from this whole experience, we've gotten this amazing chance to see this, like, virtual choirs. And so it was done before. There was actually a Dear Evan Hansen choir a couple of years ago as a special event, but now everybody's doing it. So Good Morning America had the cast of, it was sponsored by the cast of Frozen, but it was basically all of these Disney Broadway stars singing Go the Distance from Hercules, arguably one of the best Disney songs ever. And it was amazing. It was pure art, like one of the best vocal performances I've ever heard of that song. And the original cast of Hamilton showed up on Some Good News by, why is his name escaping me?
John Krasinski.
Thank you. My teleprompter behind me. Sorry, John. I totally messed up your name there. But he like literally had the original cast, not just the principals, but a lot of the original ensemble members reunite and do the opening number from that show. That's like, that's gold right there. That is stuff that you cannot actually get anywhere. And people are performing. Disney had a sing-along, which they put on television. People filming from their homes. Pure as Ariana Grande can be, because apparently she lives with a makeup artist, but as pure as that performance can be on their, with their own, you know, with their dog sitting beside them and everything. It's just great. Like
I thought of you when I was watching that, Elizabeth, when Donny Osmond was on
with his grandkids. So adorable. Now everybody knows that Donny Osmond sang that song, and I'm like, shoot, that's every trivia contest I've ever won, just right down the drain. Now everybody knows the secret is out. But yeah, great stuff. I mean, and Disney's not the only one doing it. Broadway shows are doing it, and I mean, we've gotten Les Mis recordings with like various cast members from all over, and most of them are to raise money, but just that ability to see this stuff at no cost is incredible. It's kind of like
I know what you're talking about.
Vocabulary is completely flash mobs. Flash mob. Yeah. Suddenly this whole cast is in your screen through Zoom singing, and how they line up the timing and everything. I'm assuming it's all edited, because it's got to be impossible to actually line it up. I've tried singing Happy Birthday over Zoom and it just doesn't go well. So just incredible. So that's been my favorite thing. Honestly, I will tune into any virtual choir, any virtual art performance. The Andrea Bocelli performance from Milan was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. And I'm not a religious person, but it was amazing. So
I was tearing up.
Yes, absolutely. And they showed all the various cities that were all empty, London and Paris and New York, and just, yeah, amazing.
His voice is like a direct link to heaven. It's
yes,
so incredible. And I've become addicted really to these live performances, whether they've been on that grand scale or even on the local scale of like, I really love a lot of the Raglan Road performers. I do a lot of soul trips. I spend a lot of my free time down there by myself, listening and watching.
You need to tell people where Raglan Road is.
So Raglan Road is Disney Springs in Orlando. And of course they're not in operation mode right now. So all the performers are back home wherever they live. Some of them went back to Ireland and Scotland or the UK or Florida or but they've been doing these live performances. If you follow them on Facebook, and they have like step dancers and step dance instruction on Tuesday. There's like all these things. And so last night there was a live every Sunday and Saturday night. Saturday night and Sunday brunch, they're doing live performances and broadcasts. And then also the Jelly Rolls performers are taking turns doing live performances from their house, from their homes, which I think is very fascinating for anybody who's in. Yeehaw Bob too is also doing. So any Disney fans who are missing their favorite performers,
The Dapper Dans just did. Have done two actually, and the Jaminators have done the Jameters. Mm-hmm. I always want to say the Jameters. Apparently, I'm into Doofenshmirtz or something. And recently, I think GMA did a like the parade, the Magic Happens parade at Disneyland. They had three of the dancers on. So yeah, it's like you could bring the parade. And I've seen on TikTok actually the parade at Walt Disney World. Some of the dancers will stand outside of the entrance at Disney World and just do the dance on TikTok. So yeah, good stuff.
It's really cool. So kind of what started this, like lit the fire underneath for this, was I had seen a thing about you could go through and tour museums, and you could go through some of these museums. And then I started looking and found out that there are so many places you can tour from your home. You can walk the Great Wall of China. You can see the Pyramids of Giza. You can see Petra. You can see Machu Picchu. They're all amazing places that we can see. And I feel kind of silly because did everybody else know about this Google culture thing?
No, but I think I didn't until now. It's been around.
So artsandculture.google.com. They have all kinds of stuff there, but like the Family Fun Arts in Culture, you can not only can you tour these amazing museums and like everything from the Smithsonian Air and Flight Museum, all these, but they have a little virtual penguin dude that runs around the museum and you follow the penguin, and it's real. It's supposed to be for kids, but I'm telling you, it's as an adult, it's fun.
It's so recommend.
Well, and the funny thing is, if memory serves me correctly, when they launched that service, they launched it with that which art do you look like, so you would put in your picture and then they would tell you which famous painting you look like, but nobody went past that. Like that was only a small piece of the it became a Facebook sensation, but
It's not the only thing they have. I mean, Google has these treks where you can go anywhere from Kennedy Space Center to the Amazon Basin, the Great Barrier Reef, the Grand Canyon, Everest Base Camp, which I know I'll never get there. That's the only way I'm going to see it is through Google.
Kilimanjaro too, man.
Exactly. Mount Fuji, the Eiffel Tower, Galapagos Islands, Venice, Italy, the Taj Mahal, Nomi National Park in Tanzania, all these amazing places on Google Treks, and they have a 360 degree view camera. So I just did the Machu Picchu one, and it was so cool because you could click different stages and they would actually tell you about the site as if you were there on a tour. And then you can turn your phone and it does that cool like panoramic all the way around you, and it feels kind of, you're not there, but it's better than just looking at a still photograph.
It's better than being in your living room.
It's again. Better than being in your living room yet again.
It's true.
I learned something too. There were some that were not as in-depth. Like I did the Dracula Castle one. That it was cool, but it could have totally been beefed up a little bit. I can't wait to actually see that in person. But some of them, like the 360 degrees of the Google Trek ones, are incredible. It's a fantastic way to do a virtual tour. Did you guys do any special ones?
I haven't done any of the museum ones. Donna or George, did you do any of them?
Well, actually, I was doing more national parks. And what's great is that with the United States national parks, they actually do, it's not really virtual because it's a real classroom. So it's classroom time with park rangers.
Oh, cool.
So they basically will take you into, say, Arches National Park and go over some of the flora and the fauna that are in the area. And it's more of a learning experience. And you can actually ask questions of the park ranger. So if you have a question about what you're seeing, or is like, well, do they turn brown in the winter? Are they, you know, what kind of rainfall are you expecting? You know, those kinds of questions, you can ask that because it's designed actually as a virtual classroom for students, mm-hmm. For elementary students. But because so many people are at home now, they've kind of converted it and it's now for everybody.
Yeah. So cool.
That's awesome. That sounds like something that Sandy and I would totally just do, even not being quarantined at all. Like, let's just listen to these park rangers talk.
And you don't have to pitch a tent, so I'm in.
I always stop and listen to the park rangers. Like, especially, I guess where I do it the most is when I'm in Washington, D.C., because I love it when I'm visiting the monuments and I happen upon a ranger talk, because this mm-hmm. is the best I ever had was the Vietnam Memorial one. Mm-hmm. So good. But yeah, I do that all the time. Like, I did at Yosemite and
You learn so many little details, mm-hmm. and it really makes your experience much more valuable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And most of the escorted tours we sell sort of hook you up with a ranger to begin with. So that's definitely something that people are looking for when they're traveling. So what a great way to experience it, for sure.
So
go ahead.
So I was going to ask Sandy about her Vegas thing that she did. Did you tour Vegas virtually?
Well, it wasn't Vegas per se. It was neon signs of Vegas.
That's awesome.
So this is from
like Vegas history. There.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's really cool. You can go through and kind of look at all the neon signs on the strip, you know, if you're missing.
Was it on the strip or is it the actual neon sign museum where they're all sort of retired?
It is the neon museum. Yep.
Okay.
They have a free app. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can access it.
So it's whenever they take them down, they put them in this like museum that's actually, it's outdoor, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't been there personally. So yeah. Got them all sitting outdoors. It's very cool. It's very cool though. It's like, it's a very unique experience.
And I saw an interview with the curator. They have never allowed filming in that area.
Really?
So this is the first time they've ever allowed filming, and they actually had somebody come in and actually, you know, do notes and everything. So
that's
so many silver lines.
Winchester, there's so many of these unique once-in-a-lifetime experiences we're getting virtually. We have access to, I don't think people even realize how much cultural stuff we have access to, most of it for free, for the first time ever. The Winchester Mansion did the same thing. They had cameras go through and they recorded and they set up, but you do have to pay for that tour. It's like $5.99, I believe, and you have access for 72. I think it's 13 hours or 72 hours. Look on their website, but
worth it.
It's totally worth it. I was just there last year, and that's what I'm probably going to do next weekend. So I'm going to take the virtual Winchester tour.
Yeah. Well, and again, I mean, I don't mean to go back to the theater thing because I'm a huge theater nerd, but Ben Platt sang for James Corden and Heather Headley and James Monroe Iglehart were singing on that Hercules song. It's, these are people that, these are Broadway legends. Like, these are amazing.
Hadestown did a live stream.
Yeah.
We were fighting. Chris won in Hadestown and I wanted the Silverbirds.
I might have had to go with Chris on that because it's a limited time engagement kind of thing. So,
well, no, actually, but, it was something you could go back and watch. It was
on
our Facebook page. And, you can go, it was a live stream, but they uploaded it. So
yeah.
Okay. Elizabeth, did you watch any of the Broadway? Have you watched any of the Broadway stuff or can you tell?
So far most of it, I mean, I keep waiting for Disney to say, you know what, let's just release it now, but they're not doing it for Hamilton. But, so far they've released, was it Jesus Christ Superstar and, Phantom of the Opera. This is Andrew Lloyd Webber. And as much as a theater nerd as I am, Webber is not my jam. So there are a couple shows, Evita, I will watch that all day long. But a lot of his stuff, and even Joseph, I'll watch several times, especially if it's the Donny Osmond version. But those two shows, and actually Jesus Christ Superstar, also Fox just showed it again. Was it Fox or NBC who had that with Sarah Bareilles? I'll watch Sarah Bareilles all day long. So to me, they haven't been that great. Phantom is one of those shows. I mean, I'll just vent for a moment because I have the microphone right now. Everybody in that show is not likable. Like, there's not a single character in that show to like. So the music is lovely, but the storyline, I will listen to the soundtrack, but the storyline, not such a big fan. So Evita, I'll watch. I mean, I'll watch Sunday in the Park with George. There's others that if he brings them out, I will totally watch them. But those two so far, no.
Has anyone watched the Cats movie?
The live,
yeah. No.
I've seen lots of bad memes.
I've seen
Cat Live, but I have not seen that movie.
Somebody actually posted that they were watching that. I'm like, we have gotten to the desperation stage.
Quarantine. I'm trying to get Chris to watch it because Fox saw it in the theater. All right. So as a joke, they pranked one of his friends and told him they were taking him to Star Wars. And this kid did not realize till the movie started.
That's horrible. That's worth ending friendships over. But again, everybody has their stars. So if you're listening and you love Cats, rock on you. That's great. That's your show. That's your jam. But
that movie's got some star power there. I mean, I think it's going to be like a cult classic. Maybe. I haven't seen it yet, so.
Cult classic or train wreck?
I don't know. Don't you think exactly. Like Golden Raspberry Horror will be screaming at the screen?
No. Yes. Stop. Make it stop. Why is this not stopped yet?
Why do they have human hands?
And then somebody, I'm not even going to talk about the.
But we digress. Can we talk about penguins now?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
Are you talking about the ones at the Pittsburgh Zoo that they let out?
Okay, it happened.
No, that was in Chicago.
It was in Chicago too. Maybe they did both.
So you can also still access all the live streams from all of the zoos, and there are virtual tours of the zoos, and they're letting the animals out to go see the other animals. Yep. And some of these video reactions of animals seeing other animals that they would never see in the wild ever for the first time are just incredibly.
Madagascar is alive.
So I saw a red river hog walking around. I think that was the Pittsburgh Zoo, although I might be wrong about that. And then there's one zoo where they had a guy playing acoustic guitar singing to the beluga whales, and the whales would come up and listen. It was magical, just magical, and with no people around. I think I was watching one the other day with otters, and I feel like, I don't remember which one it was, but they said, you know, a lot of the animals seem to just be hanging out. It's not a big deal, but the otters really seem to miss people. So they came up to film them and did do the live stream, and they couldn't get them to sort of be natural because they were coming up to talk to, you know, like they wanted to socially interact. So they were like, of all the animals in the zoo, these are the ones who really miss.
They're most social. Yeah.
But those penguins, you know, walking around, looking in the aquarium, looking at the sharks swinging. Ah, so cool. In the
world. And Lindsay shared with me that zoo in Ohio that has the baby hippo fiona.
Yes.
One that was more premature. They did like a 20-minute Facebook Live of the zookeeper just talking about the hippos, feeding the hippos, getting in and swimming with the hippos, hugging them, rolling around.
That's not what was happening.
They didn't feed them.
Yes,
because hippos need to eat. Get inside the water with us.
Yeah. Sandy,
we all want to flashbacks of
SeaWorld with it.
What'd you say?
You're giving me flashbacks of SeaWorld.
What, were you mauled by a hippo at SeaWorld?
No, sending you cute videos like that. I need to only tag you in like the ones where the hippo's chasing the guy down the road. Like, that's all I need to tag you in for now.
Charging him at 800 miles an hour, all hippo flesh coming pounding. Yeah.
Did you hear that the pandas have mated?
Yes.
They just wanted privacy. They're like, finally, all these people are gone.
After like a decade of them trying.
Yes.
Like, guys, you clearly were just trying.
Everything. How much money did they spend to try and get these, like, we don't know what scientists with clipboards. We don't know what to do. These pandas to mate. Well, apparently you just need to leave them alone.
Yes.
Stop Mother watching nature. Them.
Super powerful. Yep. Yeah. No, I think it's great that, I mean, honestly, there's a lot of silver linings to this, and there's a lot of horrible things happening. Many people are outside, out of work, especially our colleagues in the travel industry. Many of us are making ends meet the best we can, but this sort of like ability to look in our little computer box and see these amazing things, you know, if this had happened 10 years ago, definitely 20 years ago,
miserable,
totally different world. Yeah.
We would be like this. We are so fortunate to be, I mean, not that this is ever a good thing to have to go through, but to have the luxuries that we have right now, it's where we can travel the entire globe and we can have like what we're doing right now. I mean, we're recording the podcast, but we're also Zooming each other. We can all see each other to be able to see people on the other side of the country or even the other side of the world. Is such a luxury that I think we all need to be very grateful for, because man, if this had happened in the 80s or the 90s,
mm-hmm. yep.
I'd be watching.
You're right. It doesn't replace the actual experience. Like, it doesn't mean that you saw Machu Picchu, so now you don't need to go see it, but it's really nice to be able to do that, you know, to have that opportunity to do it. And even, I mean, some cities just have live webcams running where you can just click on them and they're always there, but suddenly now we have time to look.
And one of the things that's really cool is some of these things that you haven't been able to see, Mother Nature has kind of cleared up. Mm-hmm. People from India can actually see the Himalayas. You mm-hmm. can see Los Angeles, dolphins in Venice.
The beach in Bali that we were on, Donna, it was so gross when we were there, and it just looks absolutely gorgeous now.
I know. I mean, so it's there's always a blessing with a curse at the same time. So mm-hmm. you just have to look for that silver lining.
One of the nice things about these virtual vacations, at least for me, has been going back to places that I had already seen. And just to see, just to try and compare, it's like, okay, what does this look like in real life versus would I enjoy it as much virtually? And it reignited all those memories for me. So if you have a great trip that you want to relive, I mean, there's lots of ways to see the Eiffel Tower, to see the Louvre, to see all, you know, you can tour the Colosseum, you can do all of these things. You can go to the Acropolis in Athens. If you've been to any of these places, or just Google, mm-hmm. look for virtual tour. I'm sure somebody, if there's not a virtual tour available, if there's not a Google 360 view, there's probably a YouTube video of something. And it's kind of a nice way to reconnect with those memories and to also kind of get your mind moving toward maybe where you want to go. Like, I watched the Galapagos Islands one that I was taking notes like crazy, because that's my next bucket.
That's a bucket trip for mm-hmm. me too.
That's my next bucket item.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's so important to stay in touch with travel however you can. And right now we can't travel, so we stay in touch with the learning and the seeing and the doing, and maybe even discover things that you didn't know you wanted to do. Maybe you suddenly see a virtual experience for Winchester House and you didn't even know that you wanted to go there. But now you're like, okay, maybe that's actually worth checking out. So lots of places like that, for sure.
I'm excited to see if I'll actually see the spookiness in the virtual that I felt when I was there.
I'm sure they'll make it more spooky because video.
They'll have a little CD in the corner.
And yeah, a little wavy form in the corner that they're pretending there.
Where is Winchester House? I don't know where it is.
In California.
California. It's by
haunted?
It is. Well, okay. So you don't know the story of the Winchester Mansion about how Sarah Winchester was told she needed to keep building rooms or something bad would happen?
But the voices told her that.
Voices told her, and she just had to keep adding on rooms. So there are rooms that literally go nowhere, and this
staircases that end at the wall.
Staircases and end of the wall, and it's just this incredible. It's one of the most I've seen a lot of stuff, but this is seriously the most fascinating thing. And she was an extremely generous and kind woman. She was treating women, or she was treating people with fair labor. I mean, she did so much ahead of her time. For her staff.
Sandy, I suggest you
Google it. You're in California.
It's near San Jose.
Yeah. It's in Northern California.
In Northern California.
Really, Elizabeth?
Winchester, as in the Gunn family. Like, she was an heiress to the Winchester family, So, and the question, was she crazy, or was she just...
I don't know. If she was crazy. She was crazy because she was so generous and kind. Yeah. And it's actually in San Jose, California. So I was visiting a friend of mine in San Jose when I got to go visit, go see it.
Yeah.
And they have a little Winchester Museum there too, like with the, you can see all the guns, which is also kind of fascinating to see how the gun evolution is, if you're interested mm-hmm. in that. The tour was very nice. And I've heard, I haven't gotten to do it, obviously, because I was only there once, but I'd like to go back and do the Halloween tour. Because they do it at night. They do a nighttime tour. But anyway, the virtual tour is like $5.99. Totally worth $6. I'd waste $6 on something way worse than that.
Yeah, it's the only one that I know is charging. Have you? Yeah, you haven't, because Lindsay did more research than I did, but yeah.
I have not seen anybody else that's charging, although I would, if the zoos or if anybody was asking mm-hmm. for a small payment, I would pay it, because right now they've lost so much money, and I know a lot of like the, you know, different restaurants and that are, like Raglan Road, we mentioned their performers, they are doing, you buy gift cards and all the money goes to their staff, which I think is incredible. Mm-hmm. Options like that, but there are people who are, you know, who are selling different things.
And it's important to say that almost all of these are fundraisers, so you always want to look and see if there's, you know, a way you can give a little bit of money, because especially, you know, like the artists that I've been watching, they're out of work. You can't go to the theater because it's a gathering, so they can't perform, and you know, this is what they do. So yeah, all of them are usually supporting charities. Even when the cast of Hamilton did the Some Good News show, that was to try and raise a little bit of money and awareness. So, yep. But it's good stuff. I mean, it's not just throwaway performances. It's really good stuff.
It's such a unique, we're living in, this is such a scary time for a lot of people, but this is such a unique time mm-hmm. For the arts. For sure.
Yeah.
Well, that is our show for this week. We want to thank you for hanging out with us, and we'd love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. And you can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on outlandertravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Elizabeth, Sandy, George, Lindsay, and myself, Donna, we want to thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.